Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 7 today, verses 51 through 53. Acts 7, 51 through 53. Stephen finishes his message by saying this, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the Righteous One, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You who have received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it." Folks, I want you to hear what Stephen's saying here today, because it's very important for us. There are some out there in the church that try to teach that if God draws you, you can't reject it and you will be saved, and that whoever God draws will come. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible actually teaches that we have a choice of whether or not we're going to respond. We have a choice of whether or not we're going to receive this salvation that is offered. God opens our eyes. No one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws them first. No one seeks God on their own. The Bible is very, very clear. But when God does draw us, when He does open our eyes through the Holy Spirit, we must respond. Listen to John chapter 16. In John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And when He, the Holy Spirit, comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in Me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see Me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." So here Jesus said the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world in regard to their sin. The Holy Spirit's going to open the eyes of everyone in to their need. But that doesn't mean they're going to be saved. They must respond. They must stop rejecting the Holy Spirit when He calls. Stop resisting the Holy Spirit. Folks, listen to me. It's possible to resist the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Jesus Himself said as He rode into Jerusalem on the triumphal entry day. In Matthew 23, verse 37, He cried out and He said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." In other words, they said no. They rejected the call to salvation. Again, let me read to you our verses for today. Listen to what Stephen said. He said, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in your heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you." Folks, I can't make that any more clear. The scripture says that it's possible to resist the Holy Spirit's call. That's why the Hebrew writer says this. The Hebrew writer says, "Since therefore," chapter 4 of Hebrews, verse 6, "since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again He appoints a certain day today," saying through David, so long after it in the words already quoted, "today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." Don't harden your heart. Folks, today's challenge is very simple. It is very possible to reject God's offer of salvation through the Holy Spirit. You can be stiff-necked, uncircumcised in your ears and your heart, just like the Jews, and hear the message of salvation and hear the message of Jesus and reject it for yourself. I am pleading with you, don't do that. You say, "Jim, what do we do then?" Here's what you do. You ask God to give you eyes to see and ears to hear. Ask Him, the one who opens eyes and opens ears, and He opens hearts. Ask Him, humble yourself and say, "Jesus, is this true? God, help me to see. Is this true? Are You the only way that I can be forgiven? Are You the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through You? Is there no other salvation under heaven by which men must be saved? Are You the only way I can be made right through faith alone in what You've done? Is it really true that I can't earn my way to heaven or at my own righteousness? Open my eyes to the truth. I want to know." And the Bible says God rewards those who diligently seek Him. He begins the process. He opens our eyes to the fact that He exists and that we are sinners and that we need a Savior. He then shows us who Jesus is, and we, though, must respond. The scripture's clear. You can resist the Holy Spirit's call to salvation. Don't do it. Don't harden your heart. Don't be given over to your sin. Ask God to show you if this is true. He will, but then you must respond. I hope you do by turning to Jesus Christ in faith. Look forward to sharing some more. Going to share with you more tomorrow. Hope to see you then.